World Adventurers Club meets again. Its members, men from every walk of life, adventurers all, have one thing in common: courage. At each meeting, one of their number tells of his strangest adventure. A sturdy, middle-aged Frenchman sits at the speaker's table. His face is new to the club. Let us hear where the trails of adventure have led this newest member.
Give her all then in the meantime, for a life that knows no fear, no fear. Turn the nighttime into daytime, with a sunlight of good cheer. For it's always fair weather, when good fellows get together, with a hand clap of friendship, and a good song ringing clear. For it's always fair weather, when good fellows get together, with a sign on the table, and a good song ringing clear.
That's
gentlemen, quiet, please. Quiet, please. Thank you. It is my pleasure this evening to introduce our new member, a soldier of France, a man who served this country in the Foreign Legion.
Well,
a man who has spent 18 years enforcing French law in the wilderness of the Congo, an officer of the French army who distinguished himself in the World War. Gentlemen, allow me to present Colonel Louis Santos, who will speak to you upon any subject he chooses.
By Jove, he's a rugged-looking individual.
18 years in the Congo. Well, I'll bet he's seen a lot of life in the raw.
Yes, sir.
So do I. Quiet, please. Quiet. Let us extend the hand of friendship to Colonel Santos and hear what he says.
Merci, monsieur, merci. I heard someone ask for a story of the Congo.
Yes.
I had intended to tell one, the story of the black white man. Yeah, it is a weird tale, but perhaps I should not tell it here, especially after such an excellent dinner.
Hello,
monsieur. I am wondering if you will extend the hand of friendship to a Frenchman who killed one of your countrymen in the Congo?
What?
Monsieur, I killed him. But you, gentlemen, you know the laws of the jungle. You know what European governments do to cannibals when they are caught in Africa.
Cannibals? What do you mean? An American a cannibal? Come on, let's hear about it.
Then I shall tell you the story of the black white man. During my last year in the Congo, I went up the river to hunt ivory poachers, and as is the custom, exterminate cannibals should we find them. At various points along the river, we talked with friendly tribesmen. Their women and children were disappearing, and they told us about a mysterious black white man, or white black man, they suspected as the leader of a band of cannibals and ivory poachers. In interpreting their conversations, we could not tell whether they meant a black man who was very light or a white man who was very dark. But every native in the Congo is as black as coal, and we knew there was not a half-breed in the country. So the evidence increased until we decided that the mysterious leader was a white man gone cannibal. A depraved creature to be hunted down and destroyed upon sight. Lieutenant Jules Bertrandez and I had outfitted for a trip of 6 months, and with 50 loyal black men, we paddled up the river for 76 days in a big dugout canoe.
There, I have the canoe tied so she will not go adrift.
Mais Bertrandez, look! Someone has camped here. See? See, the ashes of their campfire. And what is this? Mon Dieu! An empty rifle cartridge. And a 510 Paradox Express. Why, that is an elephant gun. I do not know a white man or a native in this half of Africa who uses that kind of a weapon.
The black white man.
I'm wondering, do you smell something, Bertrandel? There seems to be an offensive, foul odor here.
Oui, mon capitaine. I notice it. It must be a dead animal.
Mais sapristi! The remains of human beings. They did not pick the bones very clean, though. Abir, we shall have our men bury them deep enough this time.
You will have to give the order, mon capitaine. I'm feeling a bit seasick. I will be all right presently.
The gagai,
Bumba, Tita Buran, Dapak, Dapak Sumbani. Hello. That's from this, Mungia. Hand me your field glasses. My boy says they have sighted a canoe coming down the river.
Oui, mon capitaine. Ah, I can see it now. Look at the glasses.
Ah, and it looks like 20 Pawan, the most notorious cannibals in Africa. Voila, voila, they are coming. They are coming. Quick. We shall hide here in the plains more. Rifles at the ready. Follow me. Hurry.
Simon! Quiet!
Now, keep down out of sight. Do not move until I give the command. Look, they are coming ashore. Voila! They are carrying a dead native for a cannibal feast. And look, their chief, he is starting a fire.
Oh, Capitaine, the chief, he is dark as an Arab. But he is no power. He has long, straight hair and a beard. And look at the dirty European rags he wears. Ah, there is no beast lower than a white man gone cannibal.
It is the black white man, and I have been studying him. He has a big pistol in his belt, but only six of his powwows have rifles. Look, Bertrandel, they have begun their feast dance around the fire. Are you ready for the attack?
Whenever you give the command, mon capitaine.
Oh, I follow chief!
The pig! They run,
all except a few weak here. Never mind. Our boys will get them. This is the man we want, the black white man. Here, lift his head, Bertrandel. Eh? There. It was my first shot that floored this devil. I only hope we can save his worthless life long enough to let him talk.
He's mortally wounded, mon capitaine. Hand me another piece of gauze. I'll try to stop the blood. Now, the bandages. Ah, that is the best I can do for him, the filthy pig.
You are going to die. Le bon Dieu may have mercy on your putrid soul if you tell us what you know about the black white man.
All right. I'm the black white man. I've lived on ivory for 40 years. I've sold tons of white ivory, and black ivory is my favorite meat. I'm a cannibal. My whole family were cannibals. They were all hanged for cannibals. You'll find the records in Taos County, New Mexico. My real name is Herbert Bender. We were cannibals because
Caesar's.
Ghosts
on a spot.
Gentlemen, quiet, please.
My lord, in compliance with French law, we shot the captured Powhans the morning after the black white man died. We fed the bodies to the crocodiles. Later, I came to America and unearthed the records that verify the story I have just told you. In Taos County, New Mexico, we may consult the archives for the details of the infamous white cannibal case that shocked the world half a century ago. The Bender family had a roadhouse. Now, it was noticed that persons who went there alone usually disappeared. Investigation disclosed the bones of numerous victims. The entire family was lynched, except one young son, Herbert Bender, who escaped. Detectives traced him to New Orleans, where he vanished, apparently as a cabin boy on a ship. When I found him in Africa, he was a man in middle life. Now, gentlemen, am I exonerated for having killed one of your countrymen?
Africa, heart of darkness, marching shadows that follow the trail. Oh, Africa, pouring waters, roaring jungles that bow in the gale. Howling feet go racing through the slog in the rain. High up, down the wilderness of Limpopo, to a village where in passion booms a rada drum. Africa, heart of darkness, howling natives go mad in a frenzy. Oh, through the night come the white men with their guns, roaring, flaming, cracking through the forest with the blazing of death. Hi-ya, hell paints the jungle bloody red. Here is madness, but this madness of Africa drives itself down deep in your soul.
So the black white man paid the penalty for a life of depravity and crime. The men who have adventured far afield, who have met the worst and come off best, applaud the French officer as a public benefactor. Don't forget that you are always a welcome guest to hear what members of the World Adventurers Club have done in strange and faraway lands.